Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Mama 7. I am so tickled to be here this morning. I would say I woke up from a nice sleep. I didn't. I woke up from a nap, okay, trying to get myself regulated. You know, when you're doing the major fueling of your body at 8:15 at night, then you don't settle down until a good 1 or 2 o'clock. And so, I've been having naps. And they're wonderful. They're wonderful. I'm grateful for that. We are doing devotions. And I looked at the calendar, and I was like, wait a minute. We're going on almost a week, you know, and that is a wonderful thing. Like I've heard from many people, you know, we're getting into the routine of this, you know. I'm waking up earlier. I'm saying my prayers earlier. Whatever else goals you got, you know, working out. I've heard some Tai Chi coming in there. I've heard, you know, some journaling coming in. But people are not wasting these early morning hours. They're finding wonderful, productive things to do, things that relate to what, you know, their universe is talking about right now. And so, you know, the things that we're working on, everybody's working positively on that why, and it's really, really spreading. It's obvious. It's the light is shining so bright. So I am so very glad that we are here together working on this, that, and the other. It is fantastic. It's fantastic. A lot of people are getting a lot out of this devotion, and that's because they're putting the energy in. This is not a black hole, family. This is the circle of life, okay? What you put in is what you're getting out. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. So keep putting in. Keep waking up. Keep with your prayers. This is the time that we're really trying to make positive things happen. So right now, if there's something that's not happening, I'm going to question if it's positive, okay? If there's something that's being hung up, I'm questioning that. So, you know, when you see whatever doors you see closing, question that. Whatever doors you see flying open and doors that you may not even know there was a door, you know, let's explore some positive ideas, options, things that may not look the way we thought they were going to look, but after you look at them, they start to shine. They start to be different. You start to realize, I do have something I could do with this. I do have this recipe. I have this do-it-yourself project. I have this desire to build. You know, since this whole COVID thing, I've quite a few little businesses have been like, you know what, I can do this myself. You know, there's been a lot of connections made. I love it. It's wonderful. So just keep your fast head about yourself. You know, don't let where you know you will be distracted, just stay away from it. You know, we don't have to be tempted and have to prove this, that, and the other. Go where the comfort is. Go where the love is. Go where the support is. And I have heard some amazing story about some amazing fast buddies out there getting connected, staying connected, really pulling on each other. You know, sharing, hey, I'm having a moment, you know. I'm having a moment, and then the fast buddy shares that, yeah, I've been at a moment, you know. So, you know, all of this is perfect, and, you know, people are really, really enjoying themselves, you know. And that's something I don't think people really put two and two together, is that this spiritual lifestyle can be enjoyable. You know, it can be fun. It can be all of those things. And so it's like, you know, really, let's try to put some things together to where we're doing good things, good work around good people, and we're having fun. You know, life is supposed to be enjoyed. So, you know, let's get out there and giggle a time or two and let's make it happen. Today's word, today's idea, today's concept is sacrifice. All right? This is something that either you get or you don't get. You know, I remember one of the first phone calls I made at the beginning of fast, day one, day two, the hard days. And I asked this dear sister, I said, so how's your fast coming? And then she was like, I said, how you doing? She said, I'm hungry. And I bust out laughing because I'm like, duh, we got that part. But she's like, no, if I wasn't fasting, I would not be hungry. I don't eat at this time of day. This isn't what I do. I'm hungry because I know I can't have. And I'm making an intentional sacrifice, and I am hungry. And I was like, A lot of times when our spirit is not accustomed to pulling in, or when our spirit is not accustomed to listening or being obedient or, you know, we just have not disciplined our spirit, sacrifices will be difficult. Small sacrifices will seem like monuments, you know, rather than molehills, you know. So it is important that, like all of these principles and ideas that we're learning about, that you realize a lot of this is in the head. A lot of this is in your mind. You know, what sacrifice, you know, once you determine in your mind that this isn't that big of a deal, then it shrinks right in front of your eyes. You know, you'll be like, oh, okay, that's all I had to do, you know, is call you out. You know, all I had to do was to, you know, put pen to paper. You know, all I had to do, yeah, that's it. That's it, you know. But if we're in our head, in our feelings, in a place where we're allowing our imagination to just run wild with us, then the sacrifice seems to be a bit much. So as I wake up from about, three good hours of sleep, it's a sacrifice. I get up, I start my studies, I start my prayers, I start this. Before I can talk to you, I have to talk with God and get my spirit right, get my mind right. And that sacrifice of sleep helps me with the next 15, 16, 17 hours. Spending that 15 minutes sacrificing, that is a sacrifice. I get sleep another 15 minutes. Sleeping an extra 15 minutes, to me, doesn't help me none. that's just like whatever. That does not make a difference in my life, that 15 minutes. But having my next couple of hours prayed over, planned on, you know, me being able to set things right in the universe, so in case my children miss their prayers, they'll be covered. You know, being able to spend that 15 minutes, you know, acknowledging my ancestors and the sacrifices that they made for me. You know, so I'm just saying this is still only 15 minutes. You know, it's still such, in my opinion, such a small sacrifice. But the weight of it, the benefit of it, extends long past the next 15 minutes, 16 minutes, 17 minutes. It goes all day for me into the next day. You know, when I'm praying and my children, the one child that's home, can hear, those benefits go long more than that 15 minutes. So I want you to think about today. And I could go into what sacrificing is. I could go into the attitude you need to have in the middle of your sacrifice, There are a lot of different aspects of this that, you know, sacrifice is really, to me, a pillar of your spiritual understanding. Those things that you will sacrifice for are the same things that you will be grateful for. You know, all of those things that, so when we're getting our, see, our gratitude journal works almost like a two-way mirror, okay? So on one hand, what we're grateful for, you know, I'm grateful for good health. I'm grateful for a sound mind. I'm grateful for a joyful disposition. You know, those are things I'm grateful for. Those are my gratitude. That also gives me a peek into my own self as to the things that are important to me. And then when you start to realize what's important to you, then you'll start to say, okay, these are the things I will make sacrifices for, okay? I have to sacrifice crazy soda, you know, the lovely Pepsi. I have to let that go because I really do value good health, and I want strong health, you know, as we're working on sundress season. Thank you very much. And so those are sacrifices that have to be made. And usually sacrifices come before what you're looking for. You know, I'm making a sacrifice. So as we said, the remaining 23 days getting this beautiful sacrifice together, we are currently living a sacrifice. You know, that means this is not, you know, a one-time event. This is all day, every day as we're trying to breathe through. We are a living sacrifice as we are trying to still live and maintain in this world with the same rules and conditions that are already established. You know, condition one, you may have to get up and go to work. Condition, you know, certain people's conditions, I have children that need to be cared for. So that means I can't even focus 100% on me. You got children you got to look after. You know, I have to make sure that, you know, whatever else is in my life, I have to make sure that fits under my sacrifice because my sacrifice is my focus because the sacrifice is for God. So sacrifice for me is one of those things that I don't mind doing. I don't mind asking other people to do it. And I think all the angels are like, no, she doesn't mind. Everyone talks about getting voluntold. You know, man, she voluntold me. I don't know what they're talking about. But I don't mind making sacrifice. You know, I really don't because I know the benefits are long-reaching. And then I don't mind asking others because I know once you realize how important this is, you know, you'll start to see when you start to see the benefits and long-reaching benefits, you're going to start to say, okay, yeah, this is what I need. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to be about. So I am so incredibly thrilled. It's an easy, and sacrifice is one of those things that it becomes easier and easier every time you do it. Every time as we're building, as we're growing, every time you make a sacrifice, it gets easier to do it the next time because you realize it didn't kill you. Okay. So as you're building, you know, you start to say, okay, wait a minute. I got this. And you do. So I just want to encourage everybody as they're working on their living sacrifice that you really allow it to be a full sacrifice. Move intentionally. Do it with a good spirit. You know, be joyful in it. Understand that, you know, it's temporary. You know, whatever is being asked of you, it's not going to last always. Trouble don't last always. So I really want to make sure everybody understands that, okay? And then the prayer for today is a prayer that everyone should have on their lips, okay? I don't care what culture, religious understanding you come from, everyone knows the Lord's Prayer. There are some very important concepts, aspects. I have said this prayer 3-4 times a day, every day for decades, and I will still learn something from it. You know, first, you know, when you're learning to memorize something, like, oh, I got to memorize. And then you'll realize, wait a minute, what did I just say? What contract did I put into the universe? Because that's what these are, the contracts. What did I agree to? What contract did I just sign and accept from God? And so you begin to listen to yourself, and then you're like, whoa, it expands from there. And years have gone by, decades have gone by, 1,000 other understandings have come into play. And then when I come back, I'm like, stand more. I understand truly the contracts that God gives to me and the ones that he expects from, you know, in return. So, yeah, if you do not know this prayer, I want you to know this prayer. Even if you just know the underlying feelings of the prayer, this is a one. This is an important one, and this is one that our ancestors connected to. For me, understanding things of the Bible, that understanding is not religious for me. It is traditional for me because my ancestors were Christian, a good bit of them. And so when I say things like the Lord's Prayer, it connects them into me. It awakens their spirit, and they know what those prayers meant for them, and it puts them in a place of understanding where I am, and it gives us a relatability. At that moment, they know I'm talking to the God that they used to speak to. I'm praying, which is all the same. It's all going up. But the God of their understanding recognizes that as prayer. And so I'm connecting on my way up. I am connecting with ancestors and they're going to carry the rest of that prayer, because this is the prayer they lived by. This is what got them going through some hard times I couldn't even imagine. Okay, so the Lord's Prayer. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. So, yeah, I've read entire books breaking down, because it is that important. It's so fundamental in all that we do. And then, of course, as everybody knows, I share my own personal prayer, my prayer life. I think I have a rich prayer life. If I had more time in my day, if I made more sacrifices, I would spend them in prayer. Because it is, it helps me with my connection, you know. And then hopefully it allows me to connect more with those that are around me. Having the patience, having the love, having the forgiveness, having all of those tools, because that's what they are, having those tools at my disposal. So today, this is one that when I think about my children, which have been huge sacrifices in my life, you know, and I can see they have long-reaching benefits. The sacrifices I have made for them, the sacrifices that they have instilled in my life, are still benefiting me. So in this particular prayer, I was it really, really brought me to my children, but especially my oldest child. And this is a Proverbs 3. And it says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thy heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be heath to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that finds wisdom, and the man that hath understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than a merchandise of silver and the gain of fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all of the things thou canst desire are not to be compared to her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her way are ways of pleasantry, and all of her paths are peace. She is the tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. And amen. It continues. But this prayer, whenever I say it, whenever I read it, it is almost as if it's reading a dialogue between God and my son, you know. So when you go through life, certain things you go through will be themed with prayer. They'll be themed with an understanding. You'll go through a time period with this prayer. Then the prayer becomes personal to you. And so just as we're going through our first devotions, and then we're going through some, we got some veterans on the line too. Allow this devotion to be personal to you. Think about what you're going to be personally taking from this. And today's sacrifice, be on the lookout for the thing or things that you need to let go of, and then let them go gleefully. Just surrender, throw hands up, alhamdulillah, whatever you're going to do, give it to God, let it be a sacrifice, but, you know, try not to hold on to things that are not going to benefit you. I look forward to speaking to quite a few people. You know, let me know how your devotions is going. I love to hear it. All right, we'll speak to you soon. Amen, amen, amen. Please remember to get those prayers in. And we'll speak more soon. Peace.